5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Rescue are back on Radio 5.
Thunderbirds are go.
Thunderbird 1 in base from Thunderbird 2. Under missile attack. Fire!
Are you okay, Virgil?
Changing frequency to combat jammers.
Fire!
They're unchecked. They're coming straight for me.
Washington, sir. Emergency call.
The windows have collapsed.
The ground is packing under the track. Like an earth tremor beneath my feet.
The Empire State Building has crashed into a mountain of rubble.
Help! I'll have to go all the way by sea.
Even if you made it, you'd only be in time to attend Ned Kirk's funeral.
Tonight's episode, Terror in New York City, introduced by Thunderbird's mastermind, Gerry Anderson.
As far as possible in Thunderbirds, we used to try and divide the stories so that each of the rescue craft was featured regularly. Thunderbird 1 was easy. After all, it was always the first to go. But try as we may, we nearly always ended up with all the other Tracy boys crammed into Thunderbird 2 and leaving Thunderbird 3 and 4 back at base. One day, I read in a newspaper that a large store somewhere in Japan was in the way of a big road widening scheme. Because of its huge value as a going concern, it was not demolished, but miraculously shifted to a new position. It was jacked up and moved inch by inch to its new site. So slow was the movement that customers continued to shop there throughout the operation. If this idea were to be the basis of a Thunderbird story, then, as always, it would have to be amplified. And so I decided we would move the Empire State Building in New York. And of course, if it were to be a Thunderbird story, there would have to be a disaster. But how do you justify a building built on solid rock toppling over? That's where the idea of an underground stream came from. An underground stream. At last, an opportunity to feature Thunderbird 4. But why wouldn't it be carried in Thunderbird 2? That would be the obvious thing to do. And so, Thunderbird 2 had to be disabled. We left that to the trigger-happy Americans. But as always in Thunderbirds, things turned out the right way up. The Americans made good by delivering Thunderbird 4 to New York without stealing its thunder, if you'll forgive the pun. So let's see what caused the terror in New York City.
Attack station. Trigger interceptor missile. Stand by. 3, 2, 1, 0. Fire!
Thunderbird 1 and base from Thunderbird 2. Under missile attack.
Virgil, switch on the jammer.
I think it's too late, Scott.
Are you okay, Virgil?
Come in, Thunderbird 2.
Still here, Scott.
Boy, that was close.
They exploded right beneath me. Feels like I've got some damage on my tail unit.
Trigger interceptor missile. For second attack. 5 seconds.
Changing frequency to combat jammers.
3, 2, 1, 0. Fire!
Here we go again, Scott.
Get that jammer working, Virgil. I'm catching up on you fast.
They've changed frequency, Scott.
They're unchecked. They're coming straight for me.
Oh, hi there. Gordon Crazy speaking. Just listen to this. It's a video recording showing the start of yet another international rescue. The U.S. Navy super-secret strike vessel Sentinel had made a missile attack on Thunderbirds 1 and 2 when Scott and Virgil were returning from a mission. And Virgil in particular took quite a pasting. It seems the Navy had some suited for hostile craft.
Washington, sir. Emergency call.
Message to Sentinel Commander. Stop attack immediately. Unidentified aircraft is a Thunderbird machine of the International Rescue Organization.
Lady, missiles 5 and 6, destroy them.
Oh,
Thunderbird 2 from Thunderbird 1. Come in, Virgil. Will we be able to make it back to base?
I'm not sure, Scott. Engines are running smoothly, but the tail section is giving trouble.
It's just another 10 minutes. Now, you'll make it, Virgil. I know you will. We're nearly home, Virgil. We're nearly home.
Undercut down. Flaps down. Banking for final approach.
Easy does it. Easy.
It was a close thing, but Virgil managed to touch down.
He's down.
The wheels, they've collapsed.
The wheels are gone. I can't hold her. I'm gonna crash.
Room cone, section B.
The missiles had apparently damaged the undercarriage, causing them to collapse under the weight of the huge craft. The emergency equipment gushed a thick carpet of foam, which lessened the chances of fire in Thunderbird 2 and helped to cushion the impact as Virgil fought to bring her under control. He made it. But in doing so, the poor guy struck his head and he lost consciousness. He was all very worried until he finally came to.
How are you, Virgil?
Well, welcome back to the land of the living.
What happened to Thunderbird 2?
Now, quit worrying about that. She was badly damaged, but she's gonna be okay.
There's nothing that a few weeks' work won't put right.
A few weeks? But that's terrible. Supposing she's needed on call.
Well, let's hope she's not. Now, you relax. You need a lot of rest.
Hi, Virgil. Got your TV switched on?
No, sir. I've seen enough TV to last me the rest of my life.
Oh, but this is a special program. They're moving the Empire State Building.
This I must see.
You are about to witness, folks, one of the greatest pieces of engineering feats of all time.
They say that's Ned Cook. You know, the guy had to stop filming us at the oil well.
Yes, Scott. He'd do anything for a story.
In a few moments, the National Television Broadcasting System will show you a construction job that leaves the building of the pyramids in the shade. Today, the Empire State Building here in New York City is going to be moved 200 yards. Not piece by piece, but as it stands. All 1,250 feet of it. First of all, we'll explain how this tremendous task is going to be performed.
Sure would like to have been there today.
Yeah, me too.
Now, after tunneling under the foundations, hydraulic jacks were placed beneath the building. Then the jacks were raised, and up she came. The next step was to lay a heavy-duty track under the building and run it to the new site. Now, all that remains to be done is to move the giant building inch by inch to its new site.
Wait for it.
The signal's been given.
He's moving. Yes, he's moving. Of my broadcasting, this must be the most breathtaking moment I have ever experienced. Hold everything. Something's gone wrong. The ground is cracking under the track. It's like an earth tremor beneath my feet. There is something wrong. The atomic elevators are shutting down.
We have just been ordered off this site by the police. There is, I understand, a very real danger that the entire building could collapse at any moment. We will be on the air again as soon as we have...
What you are seeing is the result of this terrifying tragedy. The Empire State Building has crashed into a mountain of rubble. It is no more.
Help! Can you hear me? Help!
That's Ned Cook's voice.
He's still alive.
One moment. It seems we have a miracle on our hands. That was Ned Cook's voice that we just heard.
Well, how could anyone be alive under all that light? I don't know. But one thing's for sure. They'll never get him out. Now, our equipment could do it, Father. We've got to get Thunderbird 2 there right away.
Scott, you're forgetting. Thunderbird 2 is out of commission. There's nothing we can do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ned Cook is trapped under the ruins of the Empire State Building and is in touch with us via his radio microphone. We will be using this channel in order to maintain contact with him. All right, Ned Cook, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Just before the building crashed, the ground collapsed beneath our feet. Then the building came down on top of us. Don't ask me why we weren't crushed. It was a miracle. We are now sitting in a hollow about 10 feet wide. We're not hurt, but I can hear water seeping in from below.
Of course. But that's the answer.
The answer to what, Burns?
Well, I've been trying to figure out why that area should suddenly collapse. Underground rivers.
Underground rivers?
Yes, Burns could be right. Many cities have rivers running beneath them.
If there was a river running under the Empire State Building, an undetected river, that could have caused the trouble.
That means water will continue to seep into the hollow that's protecting Ned Cook. He'll drown.
If only we could get along that river.
That might be possible with Thunderbird 4.
But you can't airlift it to New York without Thunderbird 2.
Then I'll have to go all the way by sea.
Look, Gordon, your suggestion is not only dangerous, it's also highly impractical. Even if you made it, you'd only be in time to attend Ned Cook's funeral. Right now, I could get the commander of Sentinel...
That's it! The Sentinel, they put us out of action, they can put us back into action.
I get the picture, and I like it. Now, here's what we do. Scott, take off for New York.
Yes, sir.
Gordon, launch Thunderbird 4 using emergency procedure... and then proceed to the position where the fleet exercises are going on. I'll contact Washington and arrange for them to pick you up and rush you to New York.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, Gordon. What can I do, Father?
Go back to bed.
So there it was. A rescue involving Thunderbird 4 and no Thunderbird 2 to get me to the trouble zone. I used the passenger lift, which connected with a big Thunderbird 2 hangar, and boarded Thunderbird 4. I had to use my hover jets to get me to the scene. But then, of course, Thunderbird 4 was in its own element. As I made my way to meet up with Sentinel, Scott was already heading directly for New York City, aboard Thunderbird 1.
This is Thunderbird 1 of International Rescue calling New York. Come in, Empire State, site control.
Site control to Thunderbird 1. Boy, are we glad you guys are around.
Is there any news of the trapped men?
Well, we drilled a pilot hole to supply them with air, lighting, and food.
Trouble is the water level is rising.
Right. I'll be arriving in under 30 minutes. I'll need detailed plans of the underground river systems.
Thunderbird 1 from Thunderbird 4. I have made contact with Sentinel. I'm being taken aboard.
FAB, what is your estimated time of arrival at Danger Zone?
24 hours, I'm afraid.
Okay, Gordon. Do the best you can.
I've been studying Manhattan Island, Mr. Tracy. Its base is solid rock. Now, underground streams do exist, but they've never been considered a threat.
What are you getting at, Brains?
Well, no recent surveys have been carried out. It's going to be a difficult task to locate the river.
I see. Already it's touch and go whether Thunderbird 4 can arrive in time, and now the rescue could be delayed even further. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, Father, I'm here, and I'm set up. Now, here's the situation. Ned Cook and his cameraman are still alive. We can't get food down to them, but the water is rising. Now, according to our calculations, they'll be under about the same time as Gordon arrives.
Right, Scott. Here's what you do. Pass breathing apparatus down to them and keep them alive till Thunderbird 4 gets there.
Hello, Ned. How are you feeling? Now, whatever happens, you stay with it.
That's easy to say, buddy, but it's been 9 hours since you got on the scene.
I know, Ned. We're doing all we can.
Sure. I'm sorry. Guess it's hanging about and getting me. We're so helpless. And the cold.
The water's freezing.
It is still rising.
Yeah, it's coming up fast enough. At this rate, we have less than 10 hours. We'll be under around 10 a.m.
New York, to Sentinel. What is your ETA?
We calculate 10:05 a.m., Scott.
Well, that's going to leave things pretty tight. Can you get more speed?
Maybe not. We're at maximum speed now.
Answer negative, Scott. 10 hours to New York it is.
Okay, Gordon. I guess there's nothing we can do about it. Well, how about that breathing gear?
We located some units at the Navy Yard.
Well, that's something.
Joe's in a bad way. This freezing water is getting him. We can't hold on. The water's up to our mouth. We'll have to...
The mask. Put the masks on. Ned, can you hear me? Are you okay? Ned, come in.
It's okay. We've got the gear on. Now we've got to sit here and wait for our air to run out.
We're slowing down. What's wrong?
Well, we're approaching coastal limits. The Hudson and East Rivers are crammed with shipping. We can't possibly go any further at maximum speed.
But wouldn't it be quicker in Thunderbird 4? Under the shipping?
Much quicker.
Okay. I'll take it from here.
Sentinel to Mobile Control. Approaching New York. I am returning to Thunderbird 4.
That may be, Gordon. When's your ETA now?
I'll be near danger zone in 20 minutes.
Hope I can find that river mouth.
So do I. In 20 minutes, Ned and Joe run out of air.
Well, it was up to Thunderbird 4 from here on in. I could expect little or no help from outside sources. Even the exact location of the underground river was uncertain. All I could do was try. So I carried out final equipment checks while the Sentinel crew prepared to lure Thunderbird 4 into the waters of the harbor. Down and down I went until I was under the busy shipping lanes. Then it was full speed ahead and a race against time.
Mobile control to Thunderbird 4. Moving towards East River Estuary now.
Thunderbird 4 is on its way, Ned. How's the air going?
Too bad for my liking.
I found it, Scott. I'm moving upstream. So far, we're in luck. It's big enough for navigation.
Sir, there's a message just come in from Central Control. It's pretty serious, I'm afraid.
Oh, what's their problem?
The land subsidence is spreading. It looks like the Fulmer Finance building is in danger now. It could go over as well.
Fulmer Finance? Thunderbird 4 from Rescue Control. Gordon, do you hear me?
Loud and clear, Scott. No sign of these fellas as yet.
Gordon, now listen. You've got to locate them within the next 2 minutes.
There's another building up here that's going to collapse.
And the impact would cave in the whole area where those guys are swimming.
The air of the gauge is empty.
and Joe's in a bad way.
But don't panic. There's probably still some air left in those tanks.
We found it. There's just enough room to get through. Come on, Joe. Swim.
A wall of rock. It's a dead end. Hold it. No. It's a sharp bend. The tunnel goes off to the right. They're close. If only they could hang on just a few more seconds.
Ned, you've got to keep going. Search for Thunderbird 4's beacon. Look out for a beacon. Ned! Joe, swim!
Joe! They found it! Come on! Let us swim! I can't see them, Scott. I can't see them. Okay. I got them. Ned, this is Thunderbird 4. I'm opening hatch.
Swim into hatch.
Get the heck out of there.
It didn't seem possible, but we made it. I was convinced we might well have to chalk up our first failure during that rescue. Time was against us right from the start. However, I'm happy to say that Thunderbird 2 is now back in service and packed with improvements. So we are once again at full strength and ready to move whenever we get that distress call. Well, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the adventure. See you next time. FAB.
Listening to Terror in New York City, brought to you by Jerry Anderson. The series was produced for Radio 5 by Christopher Aldrich. Coming up next week on Thunderbirds, Ricochet.
Ricochet, are you hurt?
No, I'm okay. What happened?
I don't know.
Was it a meteorite?
No, it was some sort of explosion. I'll have to check.
You worry too much.
I still think I should go outside and take a look.
You can. We're on the air in 2 minutes.
Now, you listen to me. We're in serious trouble. We've moved in orbit.
You mean we're heading for the Earth?
Yeah.
Okay, we land. What's the problem? We're built for re-entry. We had to come down sometime anyway.
Not without breaking parachutes. Look.
So?
So there's nothing to slow us down. We're heading for re-entry and annihilation.
That's next Monday, ETA 5 past 8 on Radio 5.
M.A.B.